Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for the modern man. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels, going through the motions day after day? Like you're on a hamster wheel, running and running but getting nowhere fast? I get it, we live in a world that constantly bombards us with distractions, external pressures, and an insatiable need for instant gratification. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower if you will, that can help you break free from this cycle and unlock your true potential? It's called self-reflection. No, it's not about staring into the abyss or getting lost in existential dread. Think of it as a weekly check-in with yourself, a chance to hit pause, analyze your actions, and understand what makes you tick. Because let's be real, guys, knowing ourselves is like having a GPS for life. It helps us navigate challenges, make better decisions, and ultimately live a more fulfilling existence. Here are 5 key takeaways from this episode that will supercharge your self-reflection game. First up, embrace the power of solitude. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people but you still feel utterly alone? That's what happens when we don't carve out time for introspection. Find a quiet spot, disconnect from the noise, and simply be with your thoughts. It could be a morning walk in nature, a 10-minute meditation session, or even just a cup of coffee in silence before the day begins. Second, journal your journey. Think of it as a conversation with your future self. Write down your thoughts, feelings, experiences, both the good and the bad. Don't censor yourself. Let those words flow freely. Trust me, looking back on your entries months or even years later will provide incredible clarity and perspective. You'll be amazed at how much you've learned and grown. Third, ask tough questions. This isn't about beating yourself up, it's about getting real with yourself. Ask yourself, what are my core values? What am I truly passionate about? Where am I falling short of my own expectations? Be honest, even if the answers are uncomfortable. It's in those moments of vulnerability that we unlock genuine growth. Fourth, seek feedback from trusted sources. We all have blind spots, areas where we might not see ourselves clearly. Talk to your friends, family, mentors, people who know you well and have your best interests at heart. Ask for their honest opinions and perspectives. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift. It helps us refine our path and become better versions of ourselves. And finally, don't just reflect, act. The whole point of self-reflection is to create positive change in your life. Once you have a clear understanding of yourself and your goals, put those insights into action. Set concrete steps, celebrate your progress, and never be afraid to adjust course along the way. Remember, growth is a continuous journey, not a destination. Think about the last time you really took some time for self-reflection. Maybe it was during a solo trip, a challenging situation, or simply a quiet moment of introspection. How did it feel? Did you gain any valuable insights? Or maybe, like many of us, self-reflection isn't something you prioritize regularly. That's okay. This episode is here to guide you. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Mark. He was always stressed, overwhelmed, and constantly feeling like he wasn't living up to his potential. One day, he decided to try a weekly self-reflection practice. He started by journaling for 15 minutes every Sunday evening, reflecting on the past week's highs and lows. He asked himself tough questions about his priorities and what truly mattered to him. Slowly but surely, Mark began to feel a shift. He gained clarity, reduced stress, and started making decisions aligned with his values. He even landed a promotion at work because he was now confident and focused. The takeaway here is simple. Self-reflection isn't just some esoteric practice for philosophers. It's a practical tool that can transform your life. It empowers you to make conscious choices, overcome challenges, and live a more authentic and fulfilling existence. So, what are you waiting for? Start small. Even 5 minutes of daily reflection can make a difference. Commit to journaling once a week, ask yourself those tough questions, and seek feedback from trusted sources. Remember, the journey of self-discovery is ongoing, so be patient, be kind to yourself, and enjoy the ride. Go out there and reflect, fellas. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me. I love hearing from you guys. See you in the next episode for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Until then, keep striving for greatness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.